All right, but one of our very own again. Yeah. I could not believe my ears. And I love open mic. I love Mike Sheen. Yes. Very good judge of a footballer, yes. Mike Sheen. Had me at number one. So here we have one of our very own. one of our very own. Nathan Brown. So he's obviously running out of people to get on the show. So we thought, I'll get Nathan Brown up there. And Nathan Brown, could you believe it? He basically said in a 10-week period, I can't even remember the year, I was in that much shock. In 10 weeks, he was the best, most exciting player that the competition has ever seen.
He said most inspirational.
Influential.
He's KI kidding, isn't he?
Yeah, I know.
And he had a serious look. I thought he's just taken the pee.
I thought he might have. You don't think he was?
The way he was talking.
He
backed over it again.
Well, later. Genuinely thinks he was.
Have a listen.
Those first 10 weeks of 2005, I reckon I was probably the most influential player in the AFL. Michael Voss was playing, Buckley was playing, these amazing players, but I don't think anybody was having the influence I was having in those first 10 games. And to have that cut down and not go anywhere after that, it's a bit disappointing, but it was great to have those 10 weeks as well.
He's put himself into the Michael Buckley. Voss category.
Michael Voss and Nathan Buckley category. What, Buckley's won 6 BNFs. Voss has won a Brownlow.
Chris Judd was going all right. That's
one of the great two all-time great players. He's putting himself up there.
You know what, though,
but then to back over it again towards the end of the interview, he went with it again.
Yeah.
Went back to the 10 weeks.
Doug, you know what? I don't mind it. He's having a crack.
I thought it was very funny.
No, he was serious, JB. I mean, I know you think he was perhaps winding himself up. But,
I think he was whipping himself into
a little frenzy. That's what he does on Friday nights, JB. Because you look at Nath Brown and, Damo's part of the team over there as well, and Juddy and Das.
Howie.
Howie Games, and all of these guys, and they are full of themselves. I can't believe it, Damo doesn't know. He thinks he should jump on the Friday night ship because it's sailing through smooth water at the moment.
We like each other.
And
it's different to this team.
He's sort of half with us,
yes.
But it's a bit rough. We're in the Atlantic, and it's starting to whoop up a bit. And,
do you think he's sort of a bit more scared of us and sort of feels like he fits in with that?
Well, he feels like he's a senior with them. He's a junior with them.
The difference between the two groups, BT, is one group really likes each other and spends time with each other and talks with each other during the week.
And what about the other group? Friday night, boys?
I'm happy not to like people.